From KMXT in Kodiak, this is the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Maggie Wall. Like other industries in the United States, Alaska's commercial fishermen are taking a wallop from the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic. This week, we look at some of the issues and concerns fishermen, processors, and fishing communities face as they navigate the ever-changing, never-before-traveled, rough seas of rules and regulations. Let's start in Togiak, where processors are gearing up for the biggest herring fishery in the state. Their plan to keep locals safe from incoming fishermen and workers? A floating processor. Meanwhile, in Kodiak, processors are already working with the fleet and processing under the new coronavirus mitigation plan. Two plant managers share the changes they've implemented. And finally, the city of Dillingham and a local tribal council have asked the governor to consider halting the massive Bristol Bay red salmon fishery for fear the incoming pulse of fishermen and processing crews will endanger community members. All that coming up on this week's edition of the Alaska Fisheries Report, right after this.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, working to raise the value of our seafood harvest for the benefit of all Alaskans, on the web at alaskaseafood.org.
The start of the biggest herring fishery in the state is just around the corner. The Togiak Sac Row herring fishery usually begins at the end of April. Now, the only processor gearing up for the season is working to address the challenges of opening during the COVID-19 pandemic. KDLG's Izzy Ross has more.
Icicle Seafoods is the sole processor buying Togiak herring this spring. Chris Pugmeyer is Icicle's general manager of operations for Western Alaska. He says they have a preventative strategy in place to protect the health of the surrounding communities by eliminating any contact between them and the processors. They'll accomplish this by utilizing a floating processor, the Gordon Jensen.
Our plan is to bring the Gordon Jensen up to Togiak here at the end of the month. We'll anchor off offshore. And we'll keep our crew and staff and everyone on board the vessel for the duration of the fishery.
He says Icicle plans to have zero impact on the community. According to Pugmeyer, Icicle is not straying much from its normal playbook with regard to the Togiak herring fishery.
We are obviously looking at how we can minimize the number of employees that we're bringing into our locations. And as you mentioned, the turnover and the means in which we bring people into our locations so that we're not exposing folks to the communities in which we operate.
The workers on board the Gordon Jensen haven't had contact with anyone off the vessel since early March, when Icicle locked down operations and stopped bringing on new crew members due to the pandemic. A state mandate requires all critical industry companies to submit a plan for disease prevention. Icicle submitted that plan to the state. They've been working with each location to develop customized protocols and procedures to ensure what Pugmeyer calls the best prevention measures possible. Pugmeyer says that Icicle's other facilities in the Bristol Bay area are isolated, and he thinks that minimal contact with communities is possible. Icicle is using a screening process for employees developed by Health Force, a third-party occupational health service, which involves temperature screening and asking workers where they have been. Still, he acknowledges that those measures only go so far, and that until a rapid test becomes available, Icicle will face many of the same challenges as other stakeholders in the fishing industry in terms of testing workers. He says that's why a preventative strategy is imperative. Two seine boats and three gillnetters are expected to tap the 80 million pound quota in Togiak this spring. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you, in part, by Alaska Boats and Permits. Marine broker for vessels, permits, and IFQs. 1-800-992-4960. Or online at alaskaboat.com.
Fishermen and processors in Kodiak are also dealing with new regulations, ones that seem to change day by day. Kavitha George has this report.
The COVID-19 pandemic has caused a major shift in the way that Kodiak's processors are doing business and is jeopardizing the Bristol Bay summer fishing season. For the most part, because of their connection to the global market, processors have been ahead of the game in taking precautions to prevent the spread of coronavirus into Alaskan communities. Paul Lumsden, Kodiak plant manager for Trident Seafoods, says because China is a major buyer of American seafood, the plant was on high alert early on when the virus first appeared in Wuhan last winter. Now, Trident is implementing a number of protocols in an attempt to balance the processing workload with preventing the introduction of coronavirus to the island. Lumsden says employees have their temperatures tested every morning before clocking into work. Employee meal times are staggered, and employees are spaced out while eating in the galley to maintain social distancing. Employees with above normal temperatures are required to quarantine for 14 days, says Lumsden. The plant has so far seen three crew members with elevated temperatures. All three are currently on day 7 of a quarantine. Three other employees with flu-like symptoms have already been tested for COVID-19 and came up negative, according to Lumsden. The Alaska Groundfish Data Bank has been coordinating with processors to limit the number of new staff being brought in from off-island for the upcoming season. Here's Executive Director Julie Bonney.
In terms of additional workers coming into town, at this point, across all the processors, which include North Pacific, International Seafoods, Icicle Seafoods, Ocean Beauty Seafoods, Pacific Seafoods, and Trident Seafoods, we don't expect any additional workers coming into town for the months of April and May, except for a few small exceptions. So I think the exceptions is about 8 workers in the month of April and less than 15 additional workers coming in May, bearing no unforeseen circumstances.
Other protocols are in place to make sure harvesters don't have physical contact with plant employees, says Lumsden.
Our fishing vessels are not allowed to come off the boat now. When they deliver, they get handed a letter from me explaining the scenario. They get handed the fish ticket paperwork through a drop bag, a line on a pole. Crew members, skippers aren't allowed off the dock. We have drop zones for groceries and parts. So if someone needs to deliver something, they don't even come onto our property. They deliver it to a drop zone. Dock foreman picks it up and we crane it down to the boat. So we've cut off all access to the plant, offices, dock. We're communicating via phone or email. We've tried to mitigate all of our exposures.
With the summer fishing season on the horizon, harvesters are now having to catch up to processors by implementing their own mitigation protocols. Mike Fracero, owner of the FV Miss Gina and former Bristol Bay Seafood Development Association president, says the state is likely to adopt universal mitigation plans for catcher vessels. Fracero warns that for now, vessels should not be heading for Bristol Bay until there is a formalized plan in place.
I would say with great confidence that the primary message right now is stand by, do not go to Bristol Bay, that we are developing a plan, regionally specific enhancements to the unified plan, and we're hoping to be published as an addendum to this plan and incorporated by reference again into the mandate. And so we're looking for fishermen that are looking to go to Bristol Bay to wait until at least May 1st with a possible extension to May 15 and early uncontrolled arrival by outside non-locals into the watershed is probably the biggest issue that we're trying to prevent at this time while we get our plan formalized.
That report was provided by Kavitha George at KMXT in Kodiak.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report is provided by the Stosh and Claudia Anderson Fund, supporting conservation and harvesting of Alaska's wild, sustainable fisheries.
Speaking of Bristol Bay and coronavirus prevention, Dillingham City and Tribal Councils wrote a strongly worded letter to Governor Mike Dunleavy on Monday, urging him to consider closing Bristol Bay's commercial fishery to protect the community from the coronavirus pandemic. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Izzy Ross has more.
Bristol Bay's summer fishing season brings with it an influx of thousands of fishermen and processor workers into small communities around the region. In the letter, the Chugayong Tribal Council and the City of Dillingham said that there was no way to limit their community's exposure to the virus, even with the current requirement for processors to submit quarantine plans for their workers.
In the letter, they write, quote, "There is no way to prevent a potential mass disease situation when a few hundred people are in close proximity with each other," unquote. Thomas Tilden is the first chief of the Cheryong Tribal Council. He says that if the state allows the fishery to go forward, a comprehensive and effective plan must be in place to protect residents, something that he hasn't seen so far.
We had better have a real good plan up front by all of us to make sure that, you know, we're not exposed to this virus.
The region has limited healthcare resources for its permanent residents. The city and tribes say it can't handle additional outside patients. Quote, "We must decide now whether those resources should be devoted to current residents or instead to a temporary labor force," unquote. The state has designated fishermen as critical infrastructure and required processors to submit health and safety plans to the state in order to operate. The city and tribe wrote that while they appreciate that processors have shared plans with them, they do not want to rely on corporations to ensure residents' safety. They emphasize that no regional entities have the ability to limit the movements of fishery workers. Tilden says that's already apparent.
They're already coming here. And just one of them brings the virus, I mean, it's not going to be good for us.
The letter also urges the governor to act immediately. For Alaska's Energy Desk in Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.
For many fishermen, including those who fish Bristol Bay each year, the first they heard of the letter asking Governor Mike Dunleavy to consider closing the bay to salmon fishing was after the letter was posted on the National Fisherman Magazine website. The letter was at the bottom of a short article about the community's concerns for the safety of their residents in the wake of the massive influx of fishermen and others needed to harvest and process the world's largest run of red or sockeye salmon. In Kodiak, 40-year Bristol Bay fisherman Mike Frigero says he totally understands and respects the position of the city of Dillingham and the Cheryong Tribal Council. He said, "We are all concerned about the safety of the community and agree that the existing medical facilities are inadequate for this event." He spoke on Tuesday after the letter appeared on National Fisherman's website. He said, "Over the years, attending many meetings, gatherings, and events, there's a lot of great people up there, and we wouldn't want any bad things to happen to them or their community." He said that it's a good time for everyone to take it a day at a time, and for all stakeholders to get together under one coronavirus mitigation plan. That's it for this week's edition of the Alaska Fisheries Report. We had help from Izzy Ross with Alaska's Energy Desk and KDLG in Dillingham, who provided us with two stories this week. We also heard from Kavitha George here at KMXT and had extra help from Lainey Welch at Alaska Fish Radio. For you fishermen, remember, check all that safety gear before you head out fishing. And for everyone, practice social distancing. For KMXT in Kodiak, I'm Maggie Wall.